If last week was a little stormy, if it was a little turbulent, if it was a little bumpy, especially just this past weekend, this week offers us a momentary respite. And it is momentary because next week and the week after, and as we get into Aries season, things are going to get rocky again. And so astrology is really helpful if we use it to map out the quality of time that we're about to enter so that we appreciate that things don't last. The tough stuff doesn't last, and the really sweet stuff doesn't last either. And what's happening this week will permeate through the ethers from March 11th to April 4th. It's a short section of time, but layered over that is going to be some more challenging kind of astrology. So it looks like this week offers us a nice little pocket, a nice little cushion to perhaps recover from the excitement or the tumult of something we just left, and to also fill up and refuel and enjoy this momentary nap, if you will, so that we're a little bit extra rested for what we're going to go into over the course of the next many weeks. Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. And look, I'm not saying that next week specifically will be challenging, although the closer we get to the 25th of March, the first eclipse in eclipse season, definitely will be noticing some stuff. It's just that next week we move into Aries season. And as soon as the sun enters Aries, which it does on the 19th of March, then we know we're in eclipse season. And during eclipse season, during Aries season, same this time around, we've also got a Mercury retrograde that's going to happen and a Mars conjunct Saturn, which is just a long way of saying it's going to get a little complicated and things will feel a little extra burdensome. So we know that that is up ahead. Again, it's not necessarily going to all take place or start to take place next week. But as we end the next week, we'll definitely start to be in that kind of more rocky terrain. Okay, this week. This week is not rocky. This week really does look delightful. This week, not a lot of complicated things are happening unless you're trying to get a lot of stuff done, which, you know, life does life, and we have to do what we got to do. But this is a really good week to be anti-accomplishment and be pro-pleasure, to be anti-busy work. I mean, I think every week is a really good week to do that, and to be pro-delighting in the day and the details of it. This is an excellent week to foster connections. This is an excellent week to remember just how important it is to show up for the relationships in our life and to continue fostering the bonds with people that we want to keep fostering. And it's also such a great weekend, like Sunday is just such a lovely time to space out, fantasize, be in the bath, be playing your favorite records, be doing things that delight you and where you can really just like let it all go. This is a weekend to decompress. And it's a great weekend to fantasize. It's a great weekend to imagine. It's a great weekend to just escape. And actually, if there was one thing I would say about this week and the weekend is to make sure you're consciously doing that. Escape into delight. Escape into beauty. And maybe escape is the wrong word. Settle into, like, let yourself unfold into beauty and delight and anything that reminds you of or gives you that good kind of fuzzy feeling. Because that's what this is all about. Okay, Venus moves into Pisces on Monday, the 11th of March. And this is the planet of love and pleasure and beauty and connection and union. And when it is in a sign that it does really well in, hopefully that means it's reflecting to us that this is a time where some of those attributes will come to us more easily, especially if we relax into it and we go with the flow of it. And Venus in Pisces is said to be exalted. So all of those things are lifted up. It's like one of the best places for Venus to be. Because if we are living in a way that's uplifting beauty and love and connection, and by beauty, I don't mean the surface level beauty of our physical appearance. Like, obviously, that's always going to be a part of it because that's how our mind works and we're attracted to beautiful people, but also like real beauty. And real beauty comes with love. And Venus is the planet of love. And it's not a coincidence that those two things are connected. You know, when you meet somebody who's just filled with love or who's able to be really generous with their love, they're beautiful. They're maybe the most beautiful person you've ever met or seen or been around. So we want to uplift everything beautiful, even if we are living amongst a lot of tragedy. And this world is filled with very, very difficult, challenging horrors and realities that we all have to contend with. And so as a contrast to that, I'm not saying that because Venus is in Pisces, all of that gets obliterated. That's ridiculous. We live in this world, maybe one day, but not here. So given the fact that there is a lot of ugliness and we don't have to look very far for something to be afraid of or for some entity that's trying to make us afraid of life and ourselves and each other, that within that paradigm, within that reality, we want to get the signal from the stars that says, okay, but this is a time where it's really important to center what keeps us human, which is being in relationship with one another. Every system we live within tells us we should be afraid of each other. We should be separate, and we are separate. That's the basis of any system of supremacy. And so to counter that is probably the most powerful thing that we can do. And it can be one of the most challenging things we can do too. But centering connection, staying in relationship, learning how to develop skills so that we can better show up in our relationships, especially when they get difficult, will help us to create some kind of alternative to this other stuff that we're living through that is really, really difficult. So again, Venus moving into Pisces means that it is a good time to focus on that. And then through focusing on that, we might also be the recipient of many of Venus's gifts, a feeling of relaxation, a feeling of enjoyment, pleasure, love, connection. And that is the real riches of this world. That is real wealth. So Venus is in Pisces from March 11th to April 4th. It's also, if you're into like planetary magic and doing things at good astrological times, this is a good planet to work with. We will definitely be working with it as much as possible before we get into eclipse season, because once we're in eclipse season, times Mercury retrograde, times Mars conjunct Saturn, it's just not a great time to start doing a million things. But right now, this week, we've got some good conditions to work with. And I also want to say that it's a little bit more complicated because of the surrounding astrology, but on March 24th, Venus makes a sextile to Jupiter, and it is like one of the best little pockets of astrology within a little bit more of a trickier time frame. So you'll hear me say this in the weekly readings as we kind of go through the weeks. But there's a little moment on the 24th of March that is exceptionally lovely. And it's going to really help the parts of your chart that contain Pisces and Taurus. And that's because Venus in Pisces is going to make a sextile to Jupiter in Taurus. And Venus rules Taurus, is exalted in Pisces, and Jupiter rules Pisces. And so they are in this kind of mutual exchange of love and admiration and sweetness. And Jupiter is the planet of growth and expansion, and Venus is the planet of love and connection and beauty. And so all those good things get amplified on that day, which is really helpful, again, because around that day, there's also some trickier astrology. Namely, the next day, there is a lunar eclipse in Libra. Now, Venus rules that eclipse. Stay with me here. So that first eclipse might not be as intense as a normal eclipse would be because Venus is in this really good condition. So there is that. There might be a kind of amelioration because of that. And also, as we get deeper into Aries season, there are the other things that we talked about. The eclipse in Aries that will happen on the 8th of April. And Mercury will station retrograde on April 1st. So we know that that is also around the corner. Okay, this week, Venus enters Pisces on Monday. Nothing else happens, planetarily speaking. The moon does things, but it's always doing things. Until Sunday, where there is a Neptune Kazemi. Now, Neptune is the planet of delusions and illusions and fantasy and escapism. And when it makes a Kazemi, it means that it and the sun come together. And so it's like the light, the sun, is diffused and everything is covered in soft, glowy, sparkly, glamorous light. So again, Sunday is not a day to try to get everything in order and get everything in line. But it definitely is a day to dream, to lay in bed, to nap, 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 and to rest and restore and, again, find a great escape. Just do it consciously and make sure you enjoy it. AKA, don't worry if you don't get all organized on Sunday or don't do your normal chores or work or whatever. Give yourself the day to just kind of take off those roles and responsibilities and do whatever you want, if and when it's possible. All right, y'all. That's the week. That's the astrology of the week. There's a lot to come. The eclipse season, Aries season, will definitely give us a lot to think about, a lot to chew on, a lot to work with. I do think that this first eclipse might be helped out. So the first eclipse is on March 25th. The second eclipse is on April 8th. The second eclipse is definitely a little bit more challenged. So we're going to fuel ourselves. We're going to rest. We're going to restore. We're going to get ourselves ready for something that's coming a little later down the road. We're going to enjoy any and all downtime. And we're going to use this really nice moment of Venus to help remember relationships, connection, how to foster it, because that's what always gets us through any kind of rocky time. It's each other. We are going to help each other through this. One relationship at a time, one conversation with a bestie at a time, one interaction at a time. That's how we do it. We have to do it with ourselves, but we need each other. So may Venus remind us to lean on each other, to call for help, to check in on one another in the coming weeks. And I hope that this week brings a ton of delight and sweetness your way. Thank you all so much for leaving us reviews in the App Store. I wanted to leave you with this one. It's called Weekly Rituals. This app has been a touchstone for me from the very moment it came out. It has guided me through some tumultuous astrological moments and allowed me to flow more easily. Chani is an incredible guide and her team is pure genius. The weekly readings is my Sunday ritual, and I cannot speak more highly of all the features like journal prompts, rituals, and the year ahead. So, so, so grateful for the support this app provides me and my family and community in return. All right, thanks so much for joining me. If you want to know where this is happening in your chart, check out your weekly reading on the Chani app. Go to Chani.com for your Venus in Pisces horoscope. Look on the Chani app for that current sky horoscope. Go to Venus in Pisces. Read all about it after, as of Monday the 11th, because that's when it will be posted. And I hope that all of that is helpful. All right, bye for now.